Okay, let's talk about how to get media into Reaper. You can do this in one of two ways. You can either import it or you can record it. So if you want to import it, you can either go to the insert menu by pressing Alt-I and click Media Item, and a dialog box will come up where you can browse for your media. Double tapping the insert key with your numlock off, your numpad insert key, will do the same thing. Or, which is much more convenient, you can paste it from the File Explorer. So you find your media in your File Explorer, you do Control C for copy, you Alt Tab to Reaper, you do Control T to insert and name a track, you press Enter, with or without a name typed in, a track will appear, and then you can paste the media source by pressing Control V wherever you want it. If there isn't a track in your project, by the way, if you don't insert one, it will create one for you. So Control C, Control V, a simple paste from the clipboard, which will respect ripple editing, and we'll come to a discussion of ripple editing in due course. Now, if you try and import a second media item at an item boundary or in a place where an item already is, it's going to ask you if you want to change the media source associated with that item. Remember, without getting into too detailed a discussion of this, an item is a container that contains your media. So you're basically saying, oh, okay, you're trying to paste this new media source over this item. So do you want to change what this item contains? And an option, a dialog box will come up and you can say, no, actually what I want to do is I want to insert this media item as a new take in the existing item so that your item now contains two files instead of one. And you can shift between them with T and Shift T. So that is how to do that. You can also import files into your Reaper project using the Media Explorer, which is accessed by pressing Control-Alt-X. Now, full discussion of the Media Explorer is beyond the scope of these tutorials, I think, because it was already very well demonstrated by Piotr. And if you're subscribed to the Reaper Dropbox, you can check out the tutorial there, and I definitely couldn't do a better job of that. It is worth knowing that as of Reaper 6.14, when you import a media item into your project, by default, it's going to add a little fade in and a little fade out at the start and end, respectively. I'm not quite sure why it does this. I don't particularly like it, because like if you've got an explosion or a snare hit, you know, some one shots or whatever, that's going to mess with your first transient. It's going to make items less loopable if you're importing a loopable item. Don't really like it, but if you want to change it, that can be changed in the media item defaults branch of preferences. So that's how to insert media into your project, and that might be a sample loop, something you recorded by another means on your phone, on your field recorder or whatever. How to record it? You need to insert a track. You need to arm that track by pressing F7. You can, if you wish, monitor your track just to check out your latency, to check your levels, to check everything's coming through as you want. Record monitor modes can be cycled by pressing F8. So when you first press that key, it's going to be normal, the normal record monitoring mode, which means that whenever you talk, you're going to hear yourself back. Or you can press F8 again and it will say not when playing. And that means that if you're playing Reaper, you can't hear yourself so that you can focus exclusively on whatever you're playing through, and then press it again and that will turn the record monitor off. In modern versions of Reaper, this is the default behavior. Monitoring is the default behavior and you have to cycle out of it. You can change this. Honestly, I forget how. It's always good practice, by the way, while we're talking about arming and monitoring, to make sure when you save a project, particularly when you're giving it to someone else, that you have everything unmonitored and unarmed. And this will prevent any feedback. If your setup changes, your level, if your setup changes, your levels change, or if your collaborator's setup is different to yours, just to avoid them getting feedback or any other kind of unpleasant noises. Remember that when you are recording a track in Reaper, by default, it is going to record that track in mono from your left channel. So it's going to take the output from your left channel and it's going to duplicate it to the right channel. So if you are trying to record a stereo source in Reaper, you will need to highlight your track and you'll need to press applications key on it. And you will need to go up to where it says input stereo. And you'll go into that sub menu and it'll say left, right to enable you to record from channels 1 and 2. You're going to want to click that. That's how you get a stereo audio source to be recorded. Then when you're satisfied that everything is working, you're going to press R for record, and you can stop recording either by pressing R again or by pressing space. Now, I much prefer to do it this way because when you press space, a dialog box is going to come up and you're going to tap to the files recorded and you're going to select the file that you've recorded and you're going to rename it and give it a far more meaningful name than the one that Reaper would give it by default, and press enter and then press shift tab and then click save all. And also from this dialogue, if you make a bad recording, you can hit the delete all or delete selected buttons, and this will get rid of any bad recordings you've made. The reason that there are delete selected and delete all buttons is that it is possible to record output to multiple tracks at once, particularly if you have an interface where you can record from more than one of its outputs. You can basically use Reaper as a multi-track recorder. Let's say you want to record multiple takes of a performance. You need to make sure that your recordings are all exactly the same length, otherwise you're going to have scraggly items created where there's a difference in length between your recorded performances. Now, the easiest way to deal with this is to create a time selection with your left and right square brackets defining the time selection boundaries, and then press Alt-O and go for time selection auto punch. And what that means is, let's say you want to re-record verse 2 of your song, or let's say you're only singing on verse 2 of a song, you're collaborating. You can select verse 2 of your song, you can play the whole song through, and you can press record right at the beginning of that song, but record will only actually begin and end at the start and end of verse 2. So you can do that as many times as you like. The items will be exact, the recorded media files will be exactly the same length, and you'll have multiple takes in one item, and you can then pick the best bits in editing from each performance to make the final performance. Now, let's say that you are doing a musical performance and you want a little time to prepare. There's a dialogue full of useful stuff that can be accessed by pressing Alt-Shift-M. That's your metronome and pre-roll settings. And in there, you can designate whether there's a count in before recording, whether there's a count in before playback. And what this means is that recording won't start right away. There'll be a metronome count in first. You need to enable your metronome with Control-Shift-M for that to happen. And this will give you time to kind of situate yourself, get accustomed to the tempo of the piece you're working on, and then everything will kick in and the recording will start. It's important to bear in mind with all this recording auto punch type stuff and the pre-roll and counting stuff that you can find in the dialogue accessed by pressing Alt-Shift-M, that what happens is actually Reaper will record outside those parameters, but it edits that recording such that it slots neatly into the parameters you've given it. So if you've designated a count-in, it will be recording for that count-in, but it will only allow the item to contain that which comes after the count-in. Likewise with time selection auto punch, if you go back before the time selection to give yourself a bit of a lead-in and press record, it will record whatever's going on in that lead-in, but only encapsulate in the created item that which falls within the time selection boundaries. Let's say that you want to record some MIDI now instead of some audio. Easiest way to do that is to press Alt I to go into your insert menu and to find virtual instrument and press enter on that. Or alternatively, with your numlock off, you hold down control and double tap your numpad insert key. And what that'll do is insert virtual instrument on new track. And that will actually bring up the add effects dialog, but it will be configured so that it only searches for your virtual instruments. And so a combo box will come up and you can type the name of your virtual instrument in it. So if you were going to insert complete control, you could type KOMP and you could just press enter if you had nothing else that began with KOMP. Or if you were unsure if you got multiple versions of something, you could type in, say, piano, and you could press cursor down and see a list of all your VSTi pianos, and you could press enter on the one you want. Now, the great thing about this is that it will already arm your track, it will set all channels ready to record MIDI, and you're just ready to go, and you just press R when you're ready, and plinky plonk away, and then stop recording in the same way, and there's your MIDI item. So that's it, how to record or import media onto your track.